Track 12 and a roundup of the sports. And of course, there's plenty of cricket action coming towards the end of the season. But a nail-gnawing finish to the D West promotion scramble is on the cards in the Tolchards DCL D West, with five teams chasing two places in the next division up. The 1-5 at the top of the latest table is Plimstock, second 11, Ipplepen, second 11, Ken, Babbicombe, and Plymouth C&S and R. We'll have to wait till later, I expect, to find out what the results of that was. Meanwhile, Timoth and Sheldon collected a big win in their fight for B Division survival when they defeated Chudley by 2 wickets. Chudley are already condemned to relegation, and one of Timoth and Sheldon, Cliff St George, or potentially Bobby Tracy, second, will be joining them in the C Division. It's all coming to a crunch, I feel. And cup domination, however, continues for Bobby. Bobby Tracy's second 11 continued their domination of the Aaron Printers Cup competition with an 11-run win over Torquay in a pulsating final at Netherton Park. It was Bobby Tracy's 4th win in a row in the final, which is a record for the 75-year-old competition. No one else has won it more than 2 years running. Good luck to Bobby. And 3 wickets each for Chris Yabsley and Dan Green helped Bobby Tracy's second 11 to a 128-run win over Budley Salterton that moved them just a little bit further away from the B Division relegation zone. Bobby Tracy are not safe yet, but the 10-point gap between them and second bottom Timoth and Sheldon gives them a useful last-day cushion when they go to relegated Chudley this Saturday. Timoth and Sheldon second 11 secured their E West status for another year with a 4-6-run win over Bridstow second 11. And Ashburton narrowly beaten by Ivybridge. Job done. Ivybridge are steaming back to the Tolchards DCL B Division after a 2-season absence following a hard-earned 3-wicket win at Ashburton. And Abbots Kurzweil's relegation from the A Division was confirmed by a 5-wicket defeat away to Plymouth. Abbots Kurzweil, who have been living on borrowed time for a while, were bowled out for 156. Bovey Tracy are on collision course for a last-day Premier Division survival showdown against Paignton after a stunning 139-run win over Sidmouth. Bovey Tracy were 31 points below the relegation waterline midway through the 18-match season and were looking odds-on favourites for the drop. But 5 wins in the subsequent 7 starts one game was washed out, have taken Bovey 4 points clear of the bottom 2. It's a comeback Lazarus would have been proud of. And moving on to football, Newton Abbott Spurs welcomed Ivybridge Town to the Rec for an FA Vars matchup on Friday, August the 23rd. The pair entered this clash with vastly different league form, and it was the visitors, Ivybridge, who came out on top with a 2-0 victory over Spurs. And a bank holiday to forget for Timoth. Timoth AFC continued their topsy-turvy start to the season with a result to forget against Clumpton Rangers. In South West Peninsula League action, Timoth were beaten 5-0 in their fixture away at Clumpton. And just one golf highlight, what a day at the office for the ladies at Timoth Golf Club. The ladies are through to the Still Cup finals, having made their way through the rest of the competition. Torquay Golf Club is the destination for the final, with the event set to take place on Friday, September the 27th. And of course, you'll realise that the Paralympics are on at the moment, and we have our very own Team GB athlete, Kristen Coombs. Wednesday saw the official start of the 2024 Paralympics, and the county of Devon is being represented on the biggest stage of them all. One of the many Team GB athletes making the trip to Paris is Totnes resident Kristen Coombs. Following his inclusion in the squad back in June, the 33-year-old spoke to the GB media team and had this to say. Standing on the Paralympic podium in Tokyo was the proudest moment of my career, and I can't wait for the opportunity to do so again in Paris. The badminton player won bronze in 2020, adding an Olympic medal to his wealth of European championships and world championship titles. And I'm sure we are allowed to say, good luck, Kristen. And that concludes the sport for this week.